coming to you with words and teaching that will change your life forever.
All things that you will ever need in your life, they're wrapped up in the Word. Go for the Word. You need to understand this thing. And when you get a hold of it, keep saying it. Don't stop talking it. Keep saying it. Keep saying it. The Bible says in the city of Ephesus, so mightily grew the word of God and prevailed. Can you shout amen?
I'm set on the course that I must follow.
In the name of Jesus, prosperity is mine. In the name of Jesus, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul.
Yay! Pastor Chris, worth hearing.
This is the continuation of the message, How to Take Possession of What Belongs to You.
I hope I told you what it means when you say more than conquerors. It doesn't mean that, people have a lot of explanations, but I wish they would just read the Bible and understand it. It's very simple. When it says we are more than conquerors, it's King James rendering that sometimes misleads certain folks. And then, of course, there are other people who pick up some versions without studying properly so that they can understand it in context. So they have different explanations for that. What it says, in all these things, we are more than conquerors. Go into it. Can you read it? All right. Romans chapter 8. Glory to God. Man, oh man. 8 verse 37. Romans chapter 8 verse 37. Nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. You study the whole context, it'll tell you what this means. It says we are more than conquerors. What it's saying is, in all these things, we are the best communication in English. Sometimes English is not adequate for these spiritual communications. And even the Greek language was much richer. So if the Greek had problems explaining, you can imagine how many words you would need in English to communicate the same thought. It means we've gone beyond conquering. He says, in all these things, we are not celebrating that we have conquered. We've gone beyond that level. That's actually what he's telling you. We have passed conquering. See? So he says, King James says, we are more than conquerors. The expression is that we have passed conquering in all these things. We've gone beyond it. This is no longer a challenge to us. I've passed that level. Through him that loved us. We are not trying to go through. He says we have passed that level. Those things that would have held us back, we have passed that level. Oh. That's why he says, for I am persuaded, the next verse, that neither death nor life, nor things present, nor things past, nor angels, nor principalities. He says, nothing. Nothing can separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus. He says, we've passed that level. He says, nothing in life or death, not angels or principalities. We've passed that level. You know what he's telling you? That we have been catapulted beyond the level of war. Do you understand? So, the only fight we have today is the fight of faith. And when we talk about spiritual warfare, the spiritual warfare is not with demons. Oh, dear, 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 dear. You know, people are imagining that we are in a fight with demons. No. Find out what they are using. and find out what the weapons of our warfare are. The kind of weapons we are given and what we are supposed to be dealing with or warring against will tell you what this is all about. It says the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God to the pulling down of demons. No. It says to the pulling down of strongholds. What are strongholds? Strongholds are ideas and theories. Those things in your mind or in the minds of men that have made them to believe certain things that have held them back from success and victory and prosperity. Those things that have, those thoughts in their minds that have made them to feel like Satan has gained the upper hand. These are strongholds. It says, but the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. They are mighty through the Holy Ghost to the pulling down of strongholds. Then it says, and casting down imaginations. Imaginations. You are imagining that something will happen. You're imagining that that devil is behind your door. You're imagining that financially you might be a wreck. You're imagining that your marriage is falling. You're imagining that your child is going to get, you know, he says, casting down imaginations. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Those strongholds in the mind are shattered by the power of the Holy Ghost. Casting down imaginations and bringing down every high thing that exalted itself above the knowledge of God. And bringing also into subjection. Glory to God. See, let me tell you something. He says, in all these things, we are more than conquerors. We have been placed beyond the battle line. We are not in a battle. Somebody says, I've been in a battle, heavy battle, heavy spiritual battle. You are in the wrong battle. You are not in the battle. You were born beyond the battle line. What are you supposed to do now? It's called a fight of faith. What is the faith? Why is it a fight? Because now your victory and your success can only be seen through the eyes of faith. It is the confident assurance that that which you were hoping for is real. The title deed to unseen realities. Faith is the substance. Faith is holding as real my victory in Christ, even when I don't feel so. I know it's real. I have gone beyond the battle line because I am a victor already. Satan may say, look, we are still fighting. As a devil, you are defeated and you are behind. Glory to God. Oh, ho, 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 ho. Through faith we understand that the aeons were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. We were reading 2 Corinthians chapter 4. You remember? And I read to you from verse 13, and that's not where we're going. And that was just the beginning to whet your appetite. You understand? Where it says, we also having the same spirit of faith. As it is written, I believe, therefore have I spoken. We also believe and therefore speak. Say, I have the spirit of faith. You say, see, I got the spirit of faith like David. You remember David? David said to Goliath, I will take your head off of your shoulders today. He was boasting for Goliath. Goliath the giant. David only had his stone. And he was ready with that sling. Goliath had somebody in front of him holding his shield. And he had a great sword. He couldn't imagine this little rascal talking to him. And David said, yes. He said, you come against me with a sword and with a shield and with a spear. So the man had a spear and he had a sword. And David said, I come against you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defied. Then he began to boast in the Lord. He said, I will take your head off of your shoulders today, and I'll give your carcass and the carcasses of the host of the Philistines to the birds of the air, and the whole world shall know this day that there is a God in Israel. He had a timing for his miracle. He said today God will give you into my hands. Imagine what was going on in Goliath's mind. He said, today God will give you into my hands, and I will take your head off of your shoulders. He was saying all this to Goliath, and Goliath was angry. What? Then he said to David, am I a dog? And while he was doing that, David went. He was aiming for his head. Oh, you need to read that portion of the Bible for yourself. Spirit of faith. It's a spirit of faith. Spirit of faith. Say, I got the spirit of faith. I got the spirit of faith. I believe. Therefore do I speak. I believe. Therefore do I speak. So I believe and speak. I believe and speak. I believe in my future. And I speak my future. I'm a success. Hallelujah.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. Oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me, and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. If you'd like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call +234-812-851-9834 or send an email to lwrtransmissions@level360.com. God bless you.